Alrighty, alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another week of the Human Podcast. We are back, as always. I'm your host, Alex the Truck. We got my wife, Not the Truck.
Not the Truck.
And Courtney from across the land, out there in California. You know, I'm sorry that you live there.
Courtney, speak up.
What? Sorry.
California, like, the haze over L.A. is not smog. It's just weed smoke. And it just gets the entire fucking state high as fuck. That's why Californians are so dumb. They're not, you know, dumb. They're just fucking high. All of them. It's just like, ugh.
I wish I was higher, actually. I was distracted by my foot. My foot had started hurting.
Oh, I'm sorry, dearest.
Like your foot just grows okay. Like another toe, and you're like, oh, whoa, yeah. That's crazy.
It's like hurting in different places now. Like, instead of just, like, right here, it's hurting, like, right here and on top more now.
Just have, like, a Chinese dude do fucking acupuncture on it.
I was thinking about doing that.
You know, it's like, it's like one of those weird things where I'm like, it seems kind of woo-woo, but I feel like it works. You know, where I'm like, you know, that could be a bunch of fake bullshit, but like too many fucking people have been like, yeah, no, this, you know, like I don't believe in like feng shui of a house, you know, and I don't believe in crystals, but.
Okay. I low key go with the feng shui. Like, I feel like the mood of the room sets the room of the house. The mood is affected by what's around you and your surroundings.
The mood of your house is defined on, like, what can reflect light and how much light is actually in your fucking house. If your house is just all dark and curtains and fucking, you know, dark fucking colors that absorb all the light, then, yeah, it's going to look negative. But if it's all fucking colorful, you know, things that reflect light and push the light all over, then, yeah, it's going to look nice.
Well, no, you decorate in dark colors, so, like, the light filters through, but it's still dark, but you can still see color nicely in the dark. You don't have to have bright light to see color. But patterns, and you can, and so, like, you can design stuff. You can, like, design so it looks like where you are. Like, that jungle theme I'm going through in our living room, like, it looks great when it's dark.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's, like, weird things that I believe in. You know, water witches, you know, acupuncture. And, you know, the fact that your mom knows everything, like every mom is like a witch for her, like, own kids. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
some moms are like that. So,
like every mom is like that. Just it's the moms that care that will just be like, hey, what's going on? You know, it's like, ah, oh, fuck. You know, it's like, my mom understands that I'm like part Irish, so I'm just like, I will fucking take all this to the grave. I don't need therapy. I need to work more hours. That way I forget, you know, all the problems in my life. And it helps.
I don't know. It's kind of fun to believe in a little bit of magic or a little bit of soul or a little bit of being in the Matrix or a little bit of... It's okay to have those, and it's nice.
Yeah, no, like, you know, crystals and fucking, you know, like, Reishi masters, I don't believe in that. You know, like, just too many of them are like, yeah, I'm gonna fix your fucking chakras. It's like, yeah, congratulations, you watched an episode of Naruto, and now you're gonna be a Reishi master, knock it off. It's like a white dude selling Mexican food. Like, I don't believe in you at all. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I'm saying it doesn't exist. It's like ghosts. I 100% don't believe in ghosts. I'm like, if anyone can prove to me that ghosts or, like, psychic ability other than mothers to their children exist, then, you know, cool. But, yeah, it doesn't. But, yeah, I mean, today was a pretty fucking good day.
It was a good day.
So, my wife, you know, last week, she's like, I want to go out shopping because I'm a woman and my tits are telling me to go shop.
No. I have a theory. Okay, so I am programmed to shop because in the past when we were like fucking, what was I saying earlier, babe?
Hunter gatherers.
Like, my genetics is like go out into like the forest and like find a pretty thing, pick that to eat. Like, we need to go. I have to go out and search and find nice things out in the wild. And so I am shopping. So I'm out looking for nice things in the wild. I'm appeasing my evolutionary genes. I am programmed to shop.
Yeah, pretty things are not good to eat.
I did not say edible. I said pretty.
You said get something to eat.
Yeah, but also things can be, you can get things just because they're pretty.
Right, Chef Boyardee. You know, like, that's not a pretty fucking thing to eat.
That's why I don't eat it.
Like, I was in my hotel room yesterday, and I had, like, a cup of noodles, you know, because I eat Top Ramen all the fucking time. And like, I was, like, most of the way done with it, and then I accidentally knock it off the shelf. And I'm like,
no.
Like, it was, like a tiny handful of noodles and like, some water. I'm like, no. I was so sad. And like that little Jewish part of me is like, that's like 7 cents of noodles that I just lost. It's like 7 cents. I am down 7 cents. And honestly, I fucking went out and I bought fucking old school DVDs.
Yes.
Like, we went to the mall. And let me preface this.
We went shopping.
We like, my wife sees like this glow in the dark mini golf thing.
Yes.
And she's like, I want to do that one day. And I'm like, okay, today's the day. And I'm like, let's.
I was shocked.
I'm like, how much is it? And she's like, $13 a person. I'm like, boom.
I thought that, and that was like cheap as fuck.
Like, charge it. Like, let's go do this.
It was so much fun.
And like, there was like only like a couple people in there. It wasn't like a wait or anything. So we're like going through and, you know, my wife is destroying me.
Okay, no, you don't. Okay, I can't believe I beat you. Like, I'm so confused because, okay, from my perspective, we were started and like at the third one, you did like a hole in one. And from then on, there was like this magic in front of my eyes. And all I saw was you getting the ball within like one or two things like throughout it. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand how I won.
Yeah, my wife is just getting lucky, and you know, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm gonna actually try on this one. Fucking, you know, knock it off the fucking range. Oh my god.
Like, you said you said it's like, it's not like pool, but you'll be good at it. And you are really good at pool, and so I was always watching you try to make like these perfect like straight angles.
Yeah, no, I'm not good at pool either. Compared to, like, some of my friends. Compared to my blind friend, Dylan, who destroys me. I've never once beat him. Like, he is, like, albino and blind, you know? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I've been on the bus with him, you know, and I didn't say anything just to be like, you know, let's see if he notices me. Did not fucking notice me. And then the second I start talking, he's like, oh, hey, Alex. I'm like, you motherfucking blind piece of shit. Like, yeah, you are blind. And he is. And he, like, I don't know how he's good at, like, he can, you know, kind of see. Like, you know, not 100%, you know, fucking, you know, Stevie Ray or, like, Stevie Wonder blind, but, like, fucking. He's blind enough that he can't drive. And he destroys a pool. Destroys. And I'm like, maybe the you know, thing is just not looking. Maybe if you don't look, you'll win. And like, I got lucky one hole and, you know.
Oh, that's why you kept saying that. I was so confused when every time you said that.
Yeah, it's like anytime I didn't look. And I'm just like, I felt it. I'm like, I did good. But yeah, no, my wife beat my ass.
The soft click of the ball, and it was all dark, but there were, like, all these, like, really, like, neon colors, and so, like, I didn't have to wear my glasses, and it was so quiet in there, and, like, the air pressure was, like, really soft, and I just had so much fun going up and down everything except those stupid inclines. The inclines were terrible. Like, just out, like, I mean, like, in a funny way, just, like, ugh, they were awful, and then I always liked the loop-de-loop ones, and then, ugh, the octopus one was the best one, though. There was an octopus one. Babe, you'll have to explain it, because I can't.
Okay, it's pretty much like a fucking windmill, but, like, flat. Like, it's like a fan on the ground, essentially. And, like, the fan blades are the shape of octopus tentacles.
Yes!
So. But, yeah, no, it was a fun time. You know, it was 17 times 2. So, a bunch of fucking, you know, holes. A bunch of little, you know, things. And it was pretty well done.
It was very well done.
And, you know, the whole reason we went to the mall is so my wife could get a lava lamp. That was it. There's a whole reason. The only
reason. Really?
Yeah, Courtney,
I had to.
She wanted a bigger lava lamp.
I didn't want a bigger one. I just needed a different colored one, different colored liquid one. But that was the only one that had, like, a darker liquid. The blue liquid amplified the light of the bottom of the lava lamp, and so it was, like, super bright to me all the time.
I'm like,
aww.
And super pretty.
I'm like, all we have to do is change the liquid. Like, you can, it's a bottle. And then you can just, like, dump out the liquid and change the liquid and...
So I'm going to move the one you got me to the kitchen where it's also, because that's also like color blues. So it's going to actually look really pretty with it.
So, but yeah, like we go in, like we pass by Hot Topic and I look in there and I'm like, I'm not allowed in there.
Nah, no
I'm like,
way.
I'm like, I will get hit with sticks.
Yeah.
And like a bunch of kids will like walk up to me and say 6'7". And like, I'm like, nah. And like we go into Spencer's, I'm like barely allowed in here.
Yeah, agreed. I still felt a little old in there.
Like I've been like looking at fucking, you know, reels of like kids being like, you know, how old is old? It's like, if you're born in 1998, you're old as fuck. And I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, I was born before 1998. I'm like, this is hurting my feelings. And so I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, and we like go in and like they have like a clearance bin. And I'm like, I love a clearance.
Yeah, you went straight to it.
Yeah. And
I looked for Hot Wheels though, too, and there were none.
Yeah, there wouldn't be Hot Wheels there. And so like I got myself some like sleep shorts, which are actually pretty comfortable, which I'm wearing them right now. And a metal tin that says the big dick is back in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got one of my other friends a shot glass. Says it smells like pussy. I think she'll like it. And then my wife got herself a new lava lamp.
Yep.
And then like,
oh, and I got a Winnie the Pooh tumbler.
And then we like decided to, you know, keep walking. Like we're at the mall. Fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
And we find like this, you know, store.
Like just all the way at like a dead end too. Like it was not in a good place.
Oh, and before I get to that, for some reason Spencer's had Dubai chocolate.
Oh yeah.
You know, I call it dubious chocolate. it is not great.
No, it's milk. I didn't know it was milk chocolate.
It was
milk chocolate.
It is pistachio Kit Kats. That is it. Do not waste your money. You know, if you're one of these people that are out here like, oh, I want to try Dubai chocolate, don't waste your fucking money. It's a waste of money.
You didn't like it?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said it's a waste of money. I feel like I can get better chocolate, you know, for fucking cheaper.
So I didn't like it because I don't like milk chocolate. I don't like if it's milk. I'd have never liked milk chocolate. If it's milk chocolate, I just don't like it. So that's why I didn't like it. That's not because other people can like it, but I don't like milk chocolate. Therefore, I will not like it.
So yeah, I mean, like I didn't. You know, it wasn't my favorite.
But now I can say I've tried it.
Yeah, I'm like. That's cool. I'm never going to buy it again. Do you like Dubai chocolate?
Oh, she loves
it. Yeah. Yep, it's my favorite.
I feel like you're just, you know, on a bandwagon.
I like the one that is the Lindor truffle one, because I think it tastes better than some of the other ones that I've tried.
Yeah, because it's
so
Lindt
maybe
truffle.
That's why.
It's Lindt truffle. Of course, it tastes better. It's what we're used to having in America. We like what we know.
Wow.
And Lindt is good chocolate. As someone who hates milk chocolate, it is good chocolate.
What? Don't you like these from Trader Joe's?
Courtney, I only get the dark chocolate ones.
Ew.
Courtney, I can't do... Courtney, I can't do the milk chocolate. I don't like milk chocolate. And I refuse to eat milk chocolate because I don't like it.
But, you know, I'm saying all this to say... You know, if you're like, you know, on the fence about trying Dubai chocolate, don't even waste your time. Unless you really like pistachio, I'd say it's not worth it. It's like fun to be like, okay, I did it once.
Babe, do you like milk chocolate?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
But you like dark chocolate more.
I also like fucking cheap beer. So, like, you know, like, what are we really talking about here?
Dark chocolate, like at least
70%
cacao.
Garbage. It is like, I didn't want to do any work, so here's fucking the darkest fucking chocolate I can get.
It's,
you know, I don't want to fucking, you know, put any sugar in it. You know, it's like having a cake and just be like, yeah, I've just fucking put like wheat in a fucking bowl and then added water and there's your cake.
Dark chocolate is fun flavored bitter. And actually really tasty when done right.
Well, no, it's garbage. And if you get any dark chocolate, it's all yours. I don't care.
That's why I don't share my dark chocolate with you.
Good. You don't have to.
Yep.
But, so. And then we go down and we find this other store.
Yes. The dead one in the, like, the dead end of the alley where it's like dark at the end of it. Well, there were so many closed shops, so it was kind of sad.
Yeah, I mean, like, the mall is dead.
Yeah,
but,
it's really sad to see.
But, so, we like, and it's like this, like, the blast of the past, you know, type place.
It was so cozy.
Brand new open, like, first day open.
Literally, like they opened.
Like they, next Saturday, they're having their,
Like, we were there during the soft open.
Like, they're having their grand opening next Saturday.
Yeah, we were part of the soft.
And I'm like, okay, cool. And, like, we go in, and, like, they have, like, a bunch of, like, old toys on the shelf.
Yes.
And, like, collectibles and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, you're one of these. You have just, you know, like, they had Xbox 360s. And, like, look at these ancient things. And I'm like, yes. I have an Xbox 360 right fucking here.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn it. And like, they had, like, a couch that you can, like, play video games
on. Literally can sit down and play video games.
I'm like, that's cool. And like, then they had,
like... That's what they need to do, though. Maybe they need to make, like, the mall a hangout spot and do, like, a ton of stuff people are going to hang out a long time.
Yeah, I mean, like, they have video game section, and then you can rent the entire video game section for $25 an hour. You know, so you can be like, yep, this is our area for $25 an hour. And, you know, you can just play video games. But then they had, like, DVD section.
Oh, my God. It was so...
Old DVD. Like,
and Blu-rays. And Blu-rays.
And like...
We're so old. And Blu-rays.
None of it was, like... Yeah, like... Nothing, like, no new movies, just old movies. So I go in, and
like,
I'm...
really childhood, good, cozy movies.
Like I see, you know, I'm like thinking, like, what movies do I want to see that I can't really, like, see on Netflix? And so, like, I pick up, like, The Jerk, you know, Steve Martin movie. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, what about Blazing Saddles? Hop up. All right, go to your bed. Go to your bed. You want to go to your bed? Go to your bed. Okay, you want to get on me? Okay, that's fine. Okay, get your pets in. I love you. You're the best cat ever. Yeah, you are. You're the cutest cat. I'm doing a podcast, though. Okay, or do that. I don't care. Yeah, you're a little brat cat. You know that. So yeah, we're like going through, and I'm getting like a bunch of old fucking DVDs, and I'm like, God damn, I feel old. You know, so I get Blazing Saddles, Inglourious Basterds, The Jerk, and one other fucking movie, Three Days of the Condor. And, you know, a couple of those movies my wife won't like, but, you know, the other two she will.
So when we first walked in, I was, like, really confused because usually when I walk into the store, I look at the walls, and they were a bunch of, like, posters, and I presumed them to be something they weren't. And so I was a little bit confused wandering around with you, and then you started to point out things, and I was like, oh, and then I started, like, actually, like, paying attention to where we're around, and I started really recognizing stuff, and I was like, wait. And then we're talking, you're talking all stuff about your childhood, and I'm like, do I have memories of that stuff? And so I was actually able to kind of, like, mull around and find out some nice memories, and then we started talking about movies we had seen, like, when we were kids, and then literally we're talking about the movie, and then we fucking find it, because, like, literally we were on the other side of the wall, because they were organized delicately, and so I said out loud, I haven't seen Babe in forever, and then I'm like, shit, I'll go look, and literally I go look, and it was there. Just, like, perfect, like, I asked for it, and it was there, and I was just like, what? And then we just really just walked around the store looking at everything in detail, and it was so much fun talking about stuff. Like, it was nice and cozy. It was an experience. It wasn't just shopping.
So, yeah, if you're ever at the Citadel Mall, you know, in Colorado Springs, go check out this place. But, yeah.
It was so nice and fun. And they had the best music playlist, too.
I didn't notice
that. Wait. You've already been there before.
No, this place just opened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, it was brand new. It was like a little novelty toy store before.
Like, no, this was, like, completely different.
Yeah, it was a grand opening.
And, like, I felt like the store felt like the right age for me to be in.
Yeah, I mean, like, everywhere I looked, just people my age, I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, we're all old.
Yeah. But isn't that cool?
No, it's not.
No, it's cool shit. We're old. We are the age that we presumed is what old is. And now, quite honestly, has anything changed? We're not that old.
Yes, everything has changed. Everything fucking hurts.
Has it, though?
Yes. I should be going to a doctor. I don't. I should be getting, you know, shit taken care of. I don't. But, you know, it's whatever. You know. But this week, we're not going to have any fucking news stories whatsoever. We're just going to have advice. And we're going to start right here. We're going to save that one for last, actually. We got some Ask Men advice. We got some just regular advice. And we're just going to only do that for the rest of this episode. Try and keep it nice and short, you know, because this podcast is really just, hey mom, I'm still alive and I'm not doing drugs today.
It's a ritual.
Oh my gosh,
like that's really what it is, you know.
It's ritual.
It is.
It's our thing.
It is our thing.
Make sure we all stay in contact because we're all family.
But this one is Ask Men Advice by Way Mobile, 5515. How to deal with being judged as a fat man at the gym. Number one, just don't care what other fucking people think. You know, congratulations, you made it to the end. Let me fucking get there, too. I, 27 male, decided to get back in shape this year. I wasn't always overweight. I was overweight prior to COVID, then I lost like 40 pounds and got down to 160 and was looking pretty toned. I let myself go after mental health went downhill, and I'm 263 pounds now. God damn, I'm fat. That's me. This is my third time going back to the gym, and today I was late. The gym was closing at 8:30, and I rushed to get there at 7:45 and did roughly 25 minutes of cardio and two exercises for the shoulders, four sets with 8 to 10 reps. While I was lifting, I noticed two guys, both in shape, doing arms, and one of them seemingly purposely blocked my view of myself in the mirror, and he turned around and started flexing his arms towards me. But then I just assumed I was imagining things and didn't make eye contact and was focusing on my workout and form. Then he decides to shadow box his friends like he's gassing them up. His friends kept glancing at me with this grin about six times while I was lifting. I can see him in the corner of my eye, but I gave it no attention. When I went to the change room, I just entered and turned around and gave me that same judgy grin look, and then went to flex their bodies in the mirror. When I left the gym, he did that same look at me, and I went the other direction. I was walking behind them, going towards the elevators. Is this all in my head? I'm new to this city, and no one knows me or what I used to look like. For context, I, you know, have a round body shape similar to some fucking triple X Tension dude. I now look like a chubby slash fat guy. My gut isn't hanging, I'm just sort of round. I'm not advocating for being fat, but I think I wear it well. If I told someone I was almost 300 pounds, they probably wouldn't believe me. Dude, don't worry about what other fucking people think. You know?
Okay, it doesn't matter what the cause is. This is really fucked up bullying, and that's what's important right now.
I mean,
like, it doesn't matter why they're bullying him. The fact that they are bullying him, that's the problem. That's fucked up.
I mean, they have their own fucking problems. Like, these.
I would be too scared to go back.
Why?
Because I know when I'm being threatened. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, at 260 pounds, it's like, yeah, I don't have the fucking cardio, but if I fucking hit you, you're gonna go the fuck down.
See, you also admit that it's bullying.
Yeah, no, like, if they're, like, trying to threaten me, but if they're, like, sitting there laughing at me, I'm like, you know, what are you doing here? Why aren't you going out and getting pussy? Why aren't you getting married? You know, I'm like, I'm already fucking married. I already own a house. I already have a good fucking job. You're out here fucking, you know, flexing your arms. Cool. Go do that and get a fucking job. And it's like, oh, wait, you don't have a job? You don't have a wife? You don't have any of that shit because you're a fucking shallow dude? And it's like, I have my mind. I'm fucking sharp up there. You know, yeah, I'm a big chubby guy. You know, I'm not going to go to the gym. But anytime I ever did go to the gym and I was fat, you know, people wouldn't, you know, do that. They'd be like, you know, hey, can I give you some advice with your form or something like that?
Yeah,
you know,
but that's not what he's experiencing. He's being
bullied. I mean, this is like two guys at the very end, you know, of the day. You know, and yeah, like that's just, you know, somehow, you know, go like at a better time, you know. Don't let one bad experience, you know, fucking deter you from, you know, living your best life and getting in shape, dude. You know, like anytime I see, you know, fat people, I'm like, yeah, dude, you're doing whatever the fuck you want to do. You know? Like, and usually they're pretty fucking funny. You know, I make friends with them. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. You know, at my shooting, you know, range, like, there's one fat guy, Adam, and, you know, he is an amazing shooter. Like, we do, like, little friendly competitions, and he can outshoot me like none other. Now, beating me in a race, probably not, but, you know, outshoot me, yeah. You know, but, I don't, you know, look at people's fatness as, like, you know, bad thing. Also, if you're at a gym, you're working on it. You know, that's where you go to work on, you know, getting into better shape. And if these guys are, you know, bullying you or being a fucking problem, you can go report them to fucking management, and then guess what? The management kicks them the fuck out. Because, you know, hostility like that can open the gym up to fucking liabilities and lawsuits, and it ain't worth it for the gym, you know, for two memberships. So, yeah, kick them the fuck, you know, talk to the management. Don't worry about it. You know, you just completed a pre-bulk, working on focusing on your goals. It may be partially in your head. Even if it isn't, those guys don't matter. The gym is literally for people trying to improve, not who already look fit. You showed up, you worked out, and that's what counts. Hell yeah. Don't give a shit. I know it's not easy, but that's the answer. The world is full of assholes. Don't let them get you down. Yeah. I mean, you just came, you just ran into a couple shit bags. You know, that sucks. See what happens later.
Yes, baby girl.
We're almost done. And then this one was fucking goddamn tragic. This one from Deleted. Just regular advice. Family in fatal car crash. Employers are saying it never happened because there's no public data on it. Fucking leave. Who cares? Fuck your employer. Fuck them all. Walk the fuck out.
He should go to the. He should go to an employment attorney then.
Let's read the story. A couple of my family members passed away over the holidays due to a car accident caused by a drunk driver. Don't fucking drive drunk. Pay for the goddamn Uber. You know, pay for a fucking taxi. Walk home. Don't fucking do that garbage. Leaving, you know, my minor sibling in critical condition in the same crash. I have petitioned for permanent guardianship since there are no other family members around anymore. I lived out of state from them for several years, and my sibling is ineligible for interstate transport due to the medical severity of their injuries. Not sure if this is relevant, but for the sake of context for my question below, I am pressing charges on the individual that caused the crash. I have submitted my resignation notice to my employer the day I found out that interstate transport was impossible, so I can relocate back to my home state. I've given my employers time, general area, and the manner of the accident, so I'm not asking for any additional compensation, benefits, or time off from them. I intend to work until my last day. Now my employers are questioning the validity of the statements due to them being unable to find any public data on the matter near where the accident took place. News, police, police reports, hospital records, etc. Is it normal for there not to be any public record? Yeah. Like, there's hardly going to be any record of anything. Like, you have to, you know, be involved and then get, like, a police report and then, you know, release that police report. Yeah, they don't release everything to anybody. But, yeah, I mean, OP is essentially, you know, already quitting their job. And now the employees are being shitbags about it because the employee can't fucking find, you know, the actual data of what the fuck happened. You know, walk out. Just walk the fuck out. Fuck your employer. You know. And, you know, I'm sure you can go fucking talk to an attorney about this. But yeah, no, fuck
them. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah. No, this is weird.
Let's see what the comments say.
This is definitely, like, total H.
I wouldn't tell my employer to go fuck themselves. You're resigning. There is nothing they can say or do that will change the mind. They do not have the power to force you to stay. Your reasons for resigning are not relevant to them. Them looking for public data on a crash is an invasion of your privacy.
Yes.
I would absolutely expedite your resignation and walk out. You can literally resign without reason and they can't ask you. Yeah, I mean, sometimes if you're in a
higher... I mean, it kind of depends on, like, what the position they're in is.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes because if you're in a higher position, you need to give, like, the 2 weeks. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, like, my family just fucking died. I quit. Bye. You know, I need to fucking go take care of my, you know, little brother or whatever. You know, because they cannot fucking be relocated due to the severity of the accident and some fucking drunk asshole fucking, you know, crashed. It's like, this happens so goddamn often. Like, two people a day die in Colorado, you know, in cars. Like, every fucking day. And like, you're not going to find every fucking bit of data on all of it. Like I've, you know, seen, you know, nasty accidents, and I've heard nothing about it on the news. And it's like, I've seen, like, their dead bodies. I'm like, oh, that fucking is awful. And, you know, it's like nothing on the news. Like, they get it cleaned up and, you know, life moves on. Yeah, what the hell business is of theirs? Just resign and take care of your sibling. Yeah, it sucks to say it, but there might not be a record because fatal car crashes are common enough for there not to be newsworthy. Yeah, it's really shitty.
What does public record mean?
That you can Google it. Like,
yeah.
Fatal car accident, Colorado Springs. Yeah, it's like, boom. You know, oh, look, update. You know, more details on the fatal crash of Mark Shuffle. You know. And so, like, yeah, this is, you know, all fucking, you know, fatal accidents, but it's like.
Have they all happened in the construction zones?
No idea. And I don't care that much. But, yeah, you know, fuck your boss, walk the fuck out. You know, I mean, maybe if you're, like, in a high enough position, but it's like, just, you know, do what you need to do. And, sorry. That really sucks. And hopefully, you know, you can get guardianship and everything fucking works out and, you know, you can go to therapy and heal up. All right. Next advice. By What Now 26. Girlfriend came out as gay last night to me. What the hell am I supposed to do now? Fucking be a wingman. Get her some fucking pussy, dude. But it does suck. I am tired, broken inside. We've been together over 7 years now, and she just dropped this bomb on me. I don't blame her or be angry at her. I am more angry on the world. Glad, to be honest. She can trust me enough to tell me, since she hasn't told anyone else. I cannot give any answers last night, since it felt like my insides got raptured. I did tell her I ain't mad, and I want happiness for her. She is sad, and she tells me she loves our dynamic and life together, but something in me just broke. I know we can't keep living together, and I can't keep me on a loose for her not getting truly what she wants. I gave 100% of me to her and made her my priority. Now I can't even stand up. I don't blame myself. Any advice? If any of you have been through this? Yeah, I mean, dude, it sucks, but it's like, you know, this happens all the fucking time. Like, there are so many married gay men out there.
I think this is the type of situation where, like, an open marriage works. Personally.
Like, does he want to stay together?
I mean, he wants what's best for her. I mean, like, at 7 years, yeah. Like, I understand, like, where, you know, he's coming from. And he's like, yeah, I just want, you know, whatever she fucking wants. And, you know, it's like, you know, let her go, you know, sow some fucking wild oats. You know, and you know, you can be roommates. I'm like, yeah, this, you know, my ex-girlfriend, you know, / roommate now. I mean, obviously you can live together.
But like, his partner is talking about how, like, she loves her dynamic and their life together. Like, she's very happy with OP, but like, things have changed for her. But if OP really wants to stay, they can try to figure a way out.
Yeah, I mean, like,
to continue their relationship. And that means his partner does need to explore themselves.
If you came out as gay to me and you're like, hey, I you know.
Yuck.
But, you know, let's
sorry.
Just, you know,
sorry. That was just kind of funny.
You know, let's you know, put ourselves in this imaginary world. You come out as gay, you know. And I'd be like, yeah, you can still stay here. That's fine. You know.
But would that. Okay. So if I come out as gay, but I say I want to continue to have sex with you, how would you feel?
Yeah, that's fine.
And because I wouldn't,
Alex, I think it's the same way.
I wouldn't want to stop fucking you. It's just me saying something, and then now that I have this knowledge,
Yeah, I mean,
something has to change for me, but I still want to maintain my relationship with you. So we can, that's where an open marriage works, but it has to work on both ends. Like, it has to go both ways.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you
on their terms,
if you wanted to go, like you tell me all the time, it's like, I can go out and like fuck all the dudes I want.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And like, would you be upset if I went out and fucked a bunch of dudes?
I would quite honestly, want, you to get tested.
Well, I'm not out here fucking a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, no, you're right, Courtney. I would want regular testing would have to be part of the agreement. You make a good point.
So, it's like, go out.
And gloving. Always have to wear a condom.
Yeah.
But, at the same time, it's like, once, you find, the woman that you're, happy with and you want to, be like, okay, I want to get married and, move out. And it's like, boom.
Okay, so if I come out to you that for you, that means the relationship is over.
I mean,
that's what it means to you.
I mean, we can still, be friends and we'd still, obviously be married.
But why do you feel like our marriage would be over?
I mean, if you found, the girl that you wanted to get married to, then I'd be like, okay, I'd grant the divorce, because if we're married, you still get all the health insurance and all the benefits, of being married. Why throw it away?
You guys are so damn cute.
Insurance is important.
That's the reason I married you.
Nah, you married me because you owed me marriage. I had waited long enough. You owed me marriage, and I got my marriage. So why are we talking about me giving it up?
That's so funny.
What?
I earned my marriage.
What I find really funny is
I am a married woman.
I talked to my friend Matt, and
I am accepted into your family because I'm married to you. I am not the girlfriend. I am the wife.
And what's funny is his boyfriend's name is also Matt.
Which means I get to drink champagne with everyone else while I have to watch the girlfriend struggle amongst the crowds.
So, but, he's like I talk to him all the time about everything. I'm like, the reason I got married is for health insurance reasons. Hop up in your bed. Hop up in your bed, baby girl. What are you doing? Don't. Okay, you want up there? Yeah, get it. Jump. But we'd be fine, and if you still want to sleep in the bed, that's fine. But if you're like, hey, I'm now dating this girl seriously,
so it is over for you. That's your line. Like, that's not a bad thing.
I mean,
I don't think he'd be over it. Like, would you still consider yourself in a relationship if she wasn't dating someone?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be there 100%, but it's like...
So then this is, part of the contract of what an open marriage means.
Yeah, I would be, that stepping stone. I would be, that, handout, and it's like, oh, yeah, you need help. Okay, you can come back here, and get some needs met, and then, go back out there. It's like, okay, but, once, you find,
Why am I finding someone?
This is the imaginary world of what this dude is going through. But let's see what the comments say. Hey, dude, I just wanted to touch on something that I haven't seen anyone mention. Based on this post, you're a very kind and understanding person.
He is.
A lot of people would rightly or wrongly be very angry in your situation and lash out in some form or another. Not only not doing that, but you're still genuinely wanting the best for her.
Yes.
Even if that's not the same thing as what you want. This must hurt a lot. You need to surround yourself with friends and family as much as possible. Even if you don't feel like you want to. Being around people will help long term. And whoever this person ends up with is going to be very lucky to have such a compassionate and kind and understanding partner.
Yes.
Or whoever you end up with.
Yes, because for OP, the marriage is over, no matter what.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, that is not solvable. And that's okay. OP has a line, and he is standing up to it. There is nothing wrong with anybody in this situation.
But, like, if you're like, hey, you know, I found, like, another guy I want to date, like, then the marriage is over. Like, at that point, it's like, boom. But if you're like, hey, I think I want to experiment with women. I think, you know, I saw, like, this really pretty woman, and I, you know, had fantasies about her. I'm like, okay, yeah, go out and, you know, do that. You know, and I'll be here. And if you're like, okay, you know, I fucking, you know, got that out of my system, or I want to, you know, advance in, you know, being, you know, lesbian, yeah, go ahead. You know. But, you know, I'd always be here.
Babe, you're so sweet, and I appreciate your support so much in whatever fictional world that might happen.
That won't happen, but...
Yeah, it will not happen.
Yeah. Alex doesn't like vagina.
Nah, it's fucking disgusting.
But speaking about vagina, the last advice. What is pussy supposed to taste like?
What?
Yeah, by Calm Plan 4458. This is Ask Man Advice. What is pussy supposed to taste like? Is it really supposed to taste like nothing and be completely flavorless? I gave my girlfriend oral for the first time yesterday, and it did have a bit of a taste, but not bad/gross. It just tasted kind of sweet, but barely. Is that normal for pussy to have kind of a sweet of taste? Like I said, it didn't taste bad. I heard it's not even supposed to have a taste. She's 17 and I'm 18. Dude, don't fucking... dude.
Just keep going. He's so sweet.
This
keep
is
going.
Both of our first relationship, and neither of us have done anything sexual at all before this.
Oh, they're so young. What, babe? Are there men out there who expect pussy to taste like something specific, like a fruit or a cream?
I mean,
like, do men for some reason anticipate it tasting like something in the first place?
I don't know.
Like, is that presumed that it would taste like? Because, okay, so, like, in romance, smut books are always talking about how, like, it tastes like cream or peaches or strawberries.
No.
Like,
what?
Like,
what the?
Yeah. It doesn't taste
that's
like
how
that.
It's set.
Not at all.
No, seriously, that's how it is
if
in the fucking slut books that I read.
Fucking
they describe pussy as tasting like flavors. And I'm like, do guys actually think about it that way? Because I've only read about it. Now I'm asking if what I've read is true or not. So, babe, did you expect my pussy to taste like fruit or cream?
No.
Thank God.
Oh, that'd be awful. Like that. This reminds me of like this. I don't know if it was like a joke or something from back in the day where like there was like a doctor that was like making a medication to make, you know, semen taste like chocolate. I'm pretty sure it was just like a joke.
That'd
you know,
be so gross.
Medication to make semen taste like chocolate.
So,
what? So, okay. There is no known medication or drug to make semen taste like chocolate. But guess what? Amazon apparently has something, which is Semen Hance.
What?
Semen Hance, make your semen taste fruity.
No.
It is a fucking dietary supplement with vitamin C and fruit.
No, this is real.
Oh, this is very real. It is $50 with
$50
with fucking reviews. Oh, there's 190.
Okay, I want
reviews.
5-star reviews first, and then I want 1-star reviews after.
Okay, easy swallow, 5 stars. It actually works. 5 stars. My partner says she can actually taste the difference. It actually works. 5 stars by Tim. Worked as advertised for us. Took them a week. My wife noticed right away. She actually recommended taking them every other day as the flavor was too citric citric/fruity. After that, it was fine. Maybe different for others, but highly recommend.
It's too strong.
I love it. Fruity. One pill, 6 to 12 hours before you go, and you're good to go. What the fuck? Okay, 1 star, please.
1 stars.
Yeah, wife said it didn't work. Tasted the same as before taking it.
This woman will... No!
Useless product. Does nothing. It's better to have a nice, balanced diet. Drink a lot of water and have fruits. Do exercises. Don't waste your time. Wife says, and I quote, stick with pineapples or a banana. The morning baby, that shit you took did not work. So there you have it, straight from the taste buds of one who knows.
Well, it looks like some of them might not have waited, because one of them said it took up to like a week or something.
Doesn't work after a week, after 2 weeks, after a month. Wasted money. Girlfriend says that pineapple and other methods are more effective. Wouldn't buy again. Dirty and sticky packaging. Absolutely does not look safe to consume. took for several weeks, as what the label said. Wife said it still tasted salty.
No!
Snake
no!
oil.
No, not salty. Why? That would be awful.
Got this from my wife, according to her. Had zero effect at all. Now I like it has more 5-star reviews than 1-star reviews.
All of those 5-star dudes have never given oral in their life. They're just losers.
3.6 stars out of 5 out of 190 global ratings.
No, all of these dudes are like, yeah, I've had a girl suck my dick. You've had, yeah, like, yeah, I've totally had a girl. Like, they're all like bragging about it when none of them
have. If it wasn't $50 for the semen ants, I would buy it.
How much would you pay to buy it, babe?
$20. Max. Maximum.
Like, that is a good line to draw. I would have paid $25 for it.
Spermicide.
No. Like, you know, like spermicides for like plants and shit? Really?
It's for killing your sperm. Ooh.
Yeah.
I can fucking, you know, subscribe to it.
No.
You know, subscribe and save.
Subscribe and save. No.
But like the fucking, you know, packaging looks like they did not do any fucking good work.
Click on the store brand.
Where do you see the store brand?
Below, blue. Click on that. What brand, else do they have?
You know.
Okay, what is Testa oil?
Testosterone booster. Dual patented floor. You know. Let's see. Like, does it have? It does have reviews. Holy shit. It's
good. Like, what are these? What is it going to do? Like, yeah, like my cum's more thick. Like, what is this going to show?
No, like, it makes you like fuck more, I guess. And, you know, works as described. Excellent, thank you. You know, was actually. So yeah, it's just a testosterone booster for men. That's it, all it is. I mean, it has a bunch of fucking foreign words, so it must work. You know, it's for, like, working out and shit. Yeah, it's a bunch of, like, dick pills all throughout here. A whole bunch of fucking dick pills and, like, mushrooms and shit like that.
What are the mushrooms supposed to do?
I don't know. Mushroom defense, immunity complex for your immunity. Female libido enhancement. 1 month supply for $59.
Oh, yeah, because you have to pay more for female pleasure than male pleasure.
Oh, it's not for your pleasure. It's just to make you fucking hornier. Yeah, like, everything here is, like, $50, $60. You know, like there is a part of me that's, like, I want to, like, take, like, a Viagra and see if I still stay hard after I come. Because, like, that's, like, you know.
Don't, you just can ask the internet.
I mean, like, yes, I can. Let me see. Do you still stay hard after you come on Viagra? No, Viagra does not keep you hard after you've ejaculated and lost your reaction. But it can help you get an erection sooner after orgasm by potentially shortening that recovery time, boy! For allowing for quicker readiness for another erection if still aroused. So, yes. Does Viagra make your penis bigger?
Of course not.
Does not permanently increase penis size.
What do you mean permanently?
But it does help, you know, achieve a firmer, fuller erection by increasing blood flow during arousal, which can make it appear larger than a flaccid state.
Larger than flaccid, not erect.
Hell yeah. Now, I don't know where to fucking buy a Viagra, so.
You still have to go to get a doc. Do you still have to go to a doctor for it?
No, not
can
really.
Can I buy a Viagra
at
Walmart?
You can get
it online. I can order it from Hims and okay. Blue Chew.
Okay, thank God you can't get it from Walmart.
No, you cannot thank buy a 100 milligram Viagra over the counter at Walmart or any other pharmacy in the United States, since Viagra is a prescription-only medication.
Okay, still.
Pharmacies at Walmart can only dispense it after receiving a valid prescription from a licensed healthcare provider. So I feel like you have to, like, you know, actually, is this really, I like, it said no, and then it's like, yep, you can just fucking buy it right here. Let me see if I can just, like, send it to, like, the house. Sildenafil. Check out. Let me see if it'll allow me to buy it and, like, ship it to the house. Continue to check out, please. Close. I fucking...
Really? Why did Nikki do his verification sign in?
I don't know. But...
I hate those.
Oh, wow.
It's like their company's pretending like, oh, no, you're keeping your shit safe. We're keeping your shit safe. And it's like, no. We know our information is being sold, whether they do this shit or not.
188.
Privacy in the internet is a lie.
834. Sign in, please. Let's see. Review order. Like, let me see if it'll. Pet and vet information required. Is it for your pet?
Yeah, well, okay, you can get prescription meds for pets at Walmart pharmacies. Like, that's just, like, selecting, that's like a species selection. It's not guaranteeing you can prescribe it for a pet. The program is just listing it, so you can prescribe it for animals and humans. It's a default.
I have a fish. It's that, and then that, and then... 01010. I'm not sure. Sure, it's less than a year old. That's fine. Does your pet take? Nope. No known allergies. Nope. Continue, please. We'll call them to verify your prescription.
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah, of course. Of course you're going to call the vet. You are not, as a person... You cannot buy prescription.
You can't trust me, Walmart, you asshole piece of shit.
You can request a prescription medication if you desire to the pharmacy, but the pharmacy cannot fill it without a prescription from the pharmacist. So, of course, they have to call the vet to confirm.
Nah, I don't want any of that fucking smoke. It's like, I just like want, like, you know, like an old fucking friend to be like, hey, here's a fucking couple of Viagra for you and the missus tonight. You know, just to see, like, if it, like, actually is, like, oh, my God.
There's websites where you can get verified.
Yeah, but you have,
like,
to talk to a doctor.
Them. Not really. I don't think you
yes,
do.
Yes, you do. You have to talk to a doctor. I've already looked into this. It's fine.
Really?
Yes, you have to talk to a doctor. You have to, like, do a little Zoom fucking call, and they're like, all right, you're good to go. You know, like, you remember back in the day when you can, like, buy, like, fucking... You know, medical marijuana cards, and you know, like, go talk to a doctor and be like, I have glaucoma. And they're like, okay, you need weed. You know, it's like, so. So back in the day, back in the day.
What? For glaucoma?
Yes, for glaucoma.
What? How?
So back in the day, if you wanted...
No, how on earth would marijuana treat glaucoma?
That's the whole thing. It didn't.
Okay, thank you.
But back in the day, you know, if you wanted to have a weed card and buy, you know, medical marijuana and you know, be able to, you know, carry like a fucking ounce of weed with you everywhere and not get in fucking trouble, you'd have to like jump through a fucking bunch of hoops and go see a fucking fake ass doctor. And, you know, the doctor would be like, which of these fucking symptoms do you have that marijuana would treat? And they give you a little cheat sheet and you'd be like, I have this. You know, and some people will be like, I have AIDS. It's like, I have to do an actual fucking thing if you have AIDS. It's like, are you sure your back doesn't hurt? Nope. Just the AIDS. Like, Key and Peele did a whole fucking skit about it.
Wow.
And then he, like, slaps him in the face. He's like, does that hurt? It's like, here, marijuana will hurt or will help with this. But, yeah, that's always how it fucking, you know, went down. Now you can just like walk in and be like, I need weed because I like how weed makes me feel. I'm like, here you go. Enjoy your weed. Fucking stoners. Like, that's how I assume Courtney gets her weed.
No.
I feel like you just gotta go to like the gas station. I'm like, here's a free cart because you fucking pumped gas.
Nope.
Do you have a medical marijuana card?
No, I don't. I just get the recreational one.
Oh, yeah. You're in California.
Yeah.
Fucking hippies.
Yep.
But, yeah.
You're saying that as someone who lives in Colorado.
I don't smoke weed.
Precisely.
Weed is there, too.
Kinda. It's because you Californians came in and fucked it all up for us. We fucking got high on fucking doing fucking 14ers, and you know, that was it. And then, you know, California's like, dude, fucking try this. And then it's like, now we don't climb mountains anymore. We climb into our couches and our beds and fucking smoke weed. So. But that's gonna be it for this week. Let me see. Still did an hour. God damn it.
It was fun.
It always is.
We went to the mall.
I'm trying to get it down, you know.
When we're at the mall, I kept thinking of the song from Let's Go to the Mall from How I Met Your Mother.
Never seen it.
But... Oh my God.
Yeah.
I thought of that for a split second.
Yes.
But we will see you all next week. You know, same fucking time, same fucking podcast. You know how it goes. Unless I fucking, you know, put it in late. Whatever. Bye.